Okay, good evening. So this class, I'll tell you why I was doing this. We actually had touched on this Gemara about taking showers, washing, bathing. We're learning how to look at snares, and I said I wanted to get to it eventually because I felt it's an interesting sugya. Next week there won't be a class. I'm leaving tomorrow morning to New York for a bar mitzvah.
Tomorrow
for a bar mitzvah. My nephew's bar mitzvah. So in 2 weeks we'll pick up, and I'm just probably for a couple weeks do Purim Gemara. It's just to get into the Purim spirit. Then we'll swing back to Shabbos afterwards. So just to remind us what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says we actually did this again by Halakas Neres and Chaf Hei on the base 25B. Says the Gemara, since we did part of it, we learned candlelighting. I'm just going to jump in the middle. I'll go from the middle. I'll do it quick. My time. Everyone got it?
Mm-hmm.
Rabbi Shmuel Leimer?
Fourth row.
Okay, so Rishmael says, my time, so you shouldn't light with itchram, which is a very powerful negative smell. Rava, Amar Rava mitok shereicha ra, because it smells, it has a bad smell. Zero shemei nechana, you'll leave your table, and you'll walk out. And we discussed, of course, that the main thing about lakas haneiros is to have it where you eat. Now we discussed one of the reasons when we talked about this, we talked about if you're eating out Friday night, do you light in your house or do you light where you're eating? Right? Do you light where you sleep or you eat? And this was a Gemara. It sounded like from here, you do it where you eat. Because and of course, if you're lighting your house, you light where you eat. That's because of Oynik Shabbos. That's what we saw. That's the Gemara. So we're worried about if you light with Itron, you'll leave where you're eating because the candles will smell and you won't eat there. I'm like, Abai V'yotze, so go what? So leave. So I'm like, Sha'ani Oymer, the Rabbi says, I hold the Lakas Neres Shabbos Chayva. I hold that the lighting of the Neres Shabbos it's an obligation. Rashi says, Kavod Shabbos, Taisa says, Oynik Shabbos. We discussed that at length a while back as well. So the Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rav Zavda, Rav Nachman, the Neres Rav Zavda said, the Amar, others says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Rava, the Rav Nachman Bar Rava said the name of Rav. Halakas Neres Shabbos chayva. The lighting candles on Shabbos is a chayva. Rechitza se'adayim v'raglayim b'chamin arvis v'shus. Washing your hands and feet with hot water going into the night of Shabbos is optional. Okay. V'ani oimer, and says, Rav Nachman Bar Rava, I say it's a mitzvah. You see a little letter next to that? Mm-hmm. It's a mitzvah. We paskin, which we'll get to eventually, that washing your hands and your feet with hot water on Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah. So when you take a great shower, if you'd wash just your hands and feet, hot water, Erev Shabbos, you've done a mitzvah. Frak the Gemara, ask the Gemara. My mitzvah, what's the mitzvah? The Amar Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav. Where's Rav Yehuda Rosh Hashiva of? Shiran.
Kodita.
There you go. Amar Rav. Where's Rav Rosh Hashiva? Let's see if you can go.
Sura.
2 for 2. Okay. Kach, tell your wife she can give you a good dessert at home. Kach, I am in Hago, Shel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eli was a student of who? Who's his Rabbi? Rabbi Akiva. Right, one of the five great students of Akiva. So, Rehuda Bar Eli, Erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, Nevimu, Areva Mlea Chamin, he used to bring him a tub filled with Hesavasar, with hot water. Vereichet, now he adds in another word, what is he? Panov, before it said the mitzvah was a Damarag Lime. Here he adds in another part of your body. So, Rehuda Bar Eli, who was a Tana, Erev Shabbos, he would wash his face, his hands and his legs, umisatef, and then he would put on his cloak. V'yoyishiv esadinim ha'mitziyotzen, would go with his his clothes. V'doyim elamalach hashem tzvakos, and he was comparable to a malach. So you see from this Gemara in Shabbos that there is a mitzvah, to wash one's hands and to wash one's feet erev Shabbos, going into Shabbos. That it actually is this kind of mitzvah. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos. Now we're going to go to Lamed Amud Beis 30b. Last line of the Gemara. Now, the truth is not all this Gemara is pertinent, but you know what? If you can, anyone learn Rusa tonight? Anyone learn Rusa Seder tonight? So we'll do this Gemara, the whole Gemara. It's good to see this Gemara. Such a Gemara. So says the Gemara. It has to be a Gemara Shabbos, by the way.
30b.
30b. So the Gemara says, "Tan Rabbanan, Adam." You got it, everyone. Last line in 30b. Got it. Tan Rabbanan. Say you just taught us, "Lo Oilam Adam on Navasan Kehila." A person should always be humble, like Hillel. Va'alya Captain Kishamai. Don't be a person who's strict. Like Shammai. Maisa. Story was as follows. Maisa b'nei Shnei b'nei Adam. There were two people. Shehimu zeh zeh. They made a bet. Right? They made a bet. Amru. Kol mi sheyelach v'yaknetis Hillel. Yatol dalem me'oz zuz. Whoever can get Hillel to be angry will get 400 zuz. This is a dinner. So 400 dinners. It's a lot of money. Amru echamen. I'll take on the challenge. So they made a bet. They made a wager. I take it on. I'll do it. It was Erev Shabbos. Hillel was washing his head. Now, the pertinent part for this Gemara, which we have to see, is what was Hillel doing Erev Shabbos? You know what Hillel was? You heard of Chaim Kanievsky? You heard of Chavetz Chaim? You know, people would learn Torah all day. Hillel could have been learning Torah. What was Hillel doing Erev Shabbos? Washing his hair. The Gemara says clearly, what was Hillel doing? Chaf of his ratio. So halach va'avras. That's the pertinent part of the Gemara. We'll finish the Gemara because it's a good Gemara. V'avral pasach be. So he went to his daughter's house. Amr mikan. He said, mikan Hillel, mikan Hillel. Is Hillel here? Hillel here. Nisatef. So Hillel put on his cloak. V'yatz lekreis. And he went out to greet this individual. Amrli b'ni ma'ata mevakesh. She said to my son, how can I help you? Amrli shayla yeshli lishol. I have a question for you. Amalei Sha'al b'ni Sha'al. Ask my son, ask. So he asked, Ibn Ma Rashain Shal Bavlim Sag Gogolos. Why are the heads of the Babylonians round? What an idiotic question, officially. So Amalei b'ni Shayla G'day L'Sha'alta. But his little answer? You asked a great Shayla. Good Shayla. So the Paiskim say, you see it, from Hillel the Gogol Hador, how you answer a Shayla. I remember, years ago, I was in Yitzchak Chai and Wayu, and Rav Herschel Schachter is the Rosh Hashiva there, his mama Shugoy Notzim. Like, sometimes, like, these guys would go to him and ask him, I sat next to him, would ask him Shilas, and, like, they were younger, sometimes a little bit, you know, green. They'd ask, like, questions, like, explicit in the Mishnah Berurah, like, you don't ask Rav Schachter, like, something just, like, black and white. They'd come to, first of all, he would stand up for everyone. I was always amazed. Anyone would ask him a Shilas, he would stand up. Like, you know, it's just some 20-year-old guy, he's 65 years old, he's standing up for them. And he'd say, he'd ask him a Shaila, and he'd always look this. He asked a very good question. I think the Mishnah Berurah says that in Simon Samach Gimel. He asked a very good question, right? So, Hillel, he learned that from Hillel. He asked a good Shaila. Shaila, good day, little Shaila, to be made, Shailan. Chias pichos, they didn't have good midwives, so their heads are informed. It was not okay. Halach v'hem b'shva achas v'chazam mikan hello mikan. The guy came after a little while. Tiller again. He'll put on his cloak. That's the crisis. But he matam avakash. What are you asking for? I'm a shaila yeshli lishol. I have a shaila for you. I'm a shabani shal. Ask my son. Ibnei ma aneim shal trumidian. Truth is, why are the eyes of the trumidian squinted? Right. They have some obviously oriental look, or they're someone from the Orient. B'nei Shaila G'dayla Shalta, you asked a great question. B'nei Shem Darim Ben HaChelos. They live in an area where it's sandy, and their eyes are squinted, so the sand gets their eyes. By the way, when you talk about this Gemara, you talk about adaption, right? Way before some off the derech Christian named Charles Darwin decided to talk about adaptation. The Gemara talks about all these things, and the Gemara talks about not Yesh Miayin evolution. But certainly, the Gemara cooperates. Adaptation is a trait that people's eyes are a certain way, people's heads are a certain way because of the environment. The next Gemara. Halach, he went back. Again, the third time. It's all on Erev Shabbos. Nisatav yatsa the cross. Now we know, by the way, Kabbalistically, Erev Shabbos is a little bit of a Yitzhahara. People were edgy. I have a question for you. I'm like, Shal b'ni, Shal. He says, ask my son. Why do Africans have big fat legs? Armalei b'ni, Shal the g'day l'shal. He asked a great question. B'nei, Shadarim ben bitzei amai. They live in swampy lands. Right, and they need strong legs to be in the swampy land. So again, you see that the physical parts of people are affected by the lands that they're in. Amar lai sha'ilas harbi yeshu. This guy who's trying 1,400 zuz tells him, "I had 400. I have a lot of questions for you." Umisyara ani shematichos. This atav yeshu lefanim. So sit down. I'm like, call sheish yeshu lishol. Any question you have, ask. Amar lai atu hilol. She's trying to annoy him. She says, are you Hillel Shakur and Ata Nasi? So they call you the Prince of the Jews? I'm a hen, yes. I'm Atahu. If you're like that, Altia, lo yekar bar kamos l'Israel. There shouldn't be a lot of people like you. So Amalei, she said to him, Amalei, why? She says, Amalei, Shavati al yadcha dalar meyazuz. You caused me to lose 400 zuz. Amalei, have a zahar baruchacha kedai hu Hillel Shatal yadcha dalar meyazuz. It's worth it to not lose your temper. Kedai is Hillel to lose 400 mezuzos. Happens to be the main part of this Gemara is that Hillel is washing his hair on Erev Shabbos. But you see from here, I mean, people like to be from. Frommer than Hillel. Yeah, Erev Shabbos, Nova, calmness. Yeah, you go to people's houses on Friday afternoon. Why am I bringing this down? Because we're about to talk about taking a shower on Erev Shabbos. Getting ready for Erev Shabbos, lighting candles, but you gotta be like Hillel. Some people, they squeeze in every... I never saw this, but it happens, I think, that this lesson, one of the riyas of taking a shower, Hillel actually is washing your hair, right? Because the Gemara we saw in Chafayim, basically talking about pun of Yadav Aragov, you see that Hillel is washing his head. So one of the riyas of even washing your head, which is an extra level, which we'll learn at the end, will make a difference by Tisha B'Av, the week of Shabbos Chazoin, right? On the week of the 9 days, could you take a hot shower? But I just want to stress that all of these things is on condition that you can be, if you come back, it's when Shabbos in the winter, Shabbos starts 4:25, and you're coming back from work, and your wife needs your help, and you're stressed out, and you're like, I gotta take a shower! you see the boats, it's a mitzvah, but it has to be with a shikul hadas. Okay. The point is, you see, you have two makaris in the Gemara. The first Gemara says explicitly it's a mitzvah. Now, mamash a mitzvah to wash your hands and feet. The Gemara then said, arrive from Rabbi Huda Bar Eli, Rabbi Huda Bar Eli washes feet, hands, and face, right? Added in face. Then the Gemara says to everybody, Hillel, and Hillel washes his hair. Okay, that's the Gemara. The Rambam, Maimonides, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Halacha base. Keep the Gemara, we're going to get back to it shortly. So Rambam says, Ezu Kovid. What's Kovid Shabbos? What's the mitzvah? We have to know what the mitzvah. The Gemara calls washing hands, feet, and it brings a rye from Rehuda Bar Eli of washing your face as a mitzvah. Right? The Gemara doesn't say you use the language of mitzvah haphazardly. So the Rambam says in Perek Lamed and Halacha Beis, Ezu Kovid. What's Kovid Shabbos? Zeh Shamru Chachamim Shemitzvah Al Ha'adam. What's Kovid? Kovid Mitzvah Kovid Shabbos. Chachamim said it's a mitzvah Al Ha'adam. Lirchot's part of Yadav Viraglov to wash one's face, like Rambam adds in face. Yadav Viraglov, feet and hands. Bechamim with hot water for Erev Shabbos. And if they remember, they didn't have showers. It wasn't convenient. They had to warm up water. They didn't have instant hot water. You had to push yourself to have hot water for Erev Shabbos. It wasn't like today, right? It wasn't like today at all. Mnei Kavod HaShabbos, for Kavod HaShabbos, Baruch, you grew up in Russia, do they have hot water?
No, actually I remember that sometimes we needed to really warm up water for taking, not shower really.
They didn't have hot water, you didn't turn on hot water?
No, they have sometimes.
In the summer, sometimes they turn off.
Down, depends.
Uh-huh. Usually they do have, they did have.
It depends on the.
Okay, so even in Russia, part of certain areas didn't have. I mean, if they managed some hill, they didn't, you know, the Gemara didn't have hot water. So making hot water took effort, but you did it for Kavod HaShabbos. Umesat betitzes, you said specifically, Roish miach lekabel Shabbos. Wait to lekabel Shabbos. But you see, for the Rambam, it's a mitzvah of Kavod HaShabbos. Really, the Vilna Gaon says in Tov Kof Kof Tes that he makes a chilek, which not everyone agrees to. The Vilna Gaon says that things you do before Shabbos is Kavod Shabbos. Whenever we talk about it, Gemara talks about cutting your hair, cutting your nails, washing hot water, it's Kavod Shabbos. Things of pleasure on Shabbos, says the Vilna Gaon, is Oinig Shabbos. It's considered enjoyment on Shabbos. So that says the Rambam, and the Gra works very well with it, that the mitzvah of washing one's hands, feet, and face, the Rambam put face like a Rabbi Lai, is a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos. The tour.
What's Nafkamin again? What's Nafkamin?
The Gra says Kavod Shabbos is before Shabbos, things you do on Erev Shabbos.
Yeah.
And Oreg Shabbos is on Shabbos.
But for what's Nafkamin the Maiseh?
Do you know what mitzvah you're doing? The classification of mitzvah.
Okay.
What's
the category?
Right, what are you doing? If you should admit to Shul's Kavanah, you should know what you're doing in it.
I hope it's not the question about what kind of form of the head, the line of the head, but the mitzvah actually specifically means warm water or cold water is just fine, or does it mean warm?
It says hot. Right, it says hot water. We'll get a little bit more into it. Mm-hmm. The Gemara says hot, so if you're being. If you be in a place where you're in Lake Tahoe, and if they always have they rent a place, a bungalow somewhere, they need to have hot water for you, mm-hmm. right, to get the mitzvah. So we'll see exactly. Maybe.
You mean if you wash your hands with cold water, you don't perform a mitzvah?
We'll see. The Gemara says hot.
Yeah.
The Rambam says hot.
Maybe it means even hot, or could do it with hot.
Most people like hot. But we'll see. Maybe we'll see.
But the tour. I didn't say a little hot.
What?
In Hillel, he didn't say hot. He just said he washed his head.
So the Gemara says, Kachamar Shabbi Huda is Malea Chamen. He did Malea Chamen. By Hillel, the Gemara talks about when it says mitzvah, it says hot water. By Hillel, it just says he's choifes his ratio. He just washed his hair. It doesn't say hot or cold. Just says he's washed his hair. We have no idea what it is, hot or cold. But the Gemara talks about mitzvah. It says explicitly hot water. That's the Rambam says explicitly hot water. Says the Torah. Who's the Torah? Rabbi Yaakov ben Asher. I quoted him on Shabbos, the Baal HaTorim, twice. Right? Judge, don't forget that. Baal HaTorim, Rabbi Yaakov ben Asher. Says the Torah. Listen to the language of the Torah. Saw the Gemara. Saw the Rambam. Says the Torah.
Which Siman is
that? Reish Samech. Which is really
Arsim.
So mitzvah al kol Adam. The mitzvah is on all people. Shiyarchatz be'erev Shabbos. You should wash an erev Shabbos. Lekavet Shabbos. Like the Rambam. For Kavet Shabbos. V'im i'evsher lo lirchoitz. Kol gufo. If you can't wash your whole body. All of a sudden, Torah brings in your whole body. If you can't wash your whole body, at least yirchatz panav yadav v'ragov bechamen with hot water. The Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yehuda says in the Rav, Kachayim and Hagushar Yehuda very light. Erev Shabbos, they brought Arev Balayim Chayim Verochitz by Panav Yadav Raglov. Says the Torah Chiddush. What does the Torah say? Kol Gufo. You should watch your body. The truth is, the Torah says this in the second place. The Torah wrote a work called, I marked it off over here, the Kitzer Piske Harash. The Rosh was the Torah's father. So if you look after the Rosh, after the Rabbeinu Asher, there's something called Kitzer Piske HaRosh. Wait. And in there, the Torah says, in the Kitzer Piske HaRosh, also, U-Mitzvah, this is the language, U-Mitzvah Lirchoitz, it's a mitzvah to wash, Parnav Yadav Raglav, your face, your hands, and your feet bechamin with hot water be'erev Shabbos on Erev Shabbos with kol shekhen gufo, and certainly should wash your whole body, right? Which means, says the Torah, that ideally you should wash your whole entire body.
He's really saying it's Rosh saying, right? It's not him, right? Basically,
he puts the Rosh. I don't know if the Rosh even says it like that.
He paraphrases. He's supposed to.
He's supposed to, but he puts in his own thing. Yeah, he puts in his own thing. The El Yerabo. Who's the El Yerabo? Who's the El Yerabo? Joel got it last time. They used to bring him. You know. Home up. The El Yerabo, the Rav of Prague, Eliyahu Shapiro, he asks a bomba kasha. That's a simple question. Right? So, he says, kol gufa, the Shulchan Aruch will say, you should wash the whole body. He says, mashma, the kol gufa mitzvah b'yosha. The way the Torah says it. The Torah says, kol gufo. It sounds from the you should wash your whole body, the chamash of a Torah. Over a Muslim, and the Ramazim also is kasav, mitzvah is part of Yad Ragav, turn your whole goof. Frecht the El Yerabo, I have a question, and a very good question it is. If the case is that you should wash your whole body, what's the problem? What's the El Yerabo's question? What's the El Yerabo's kasha? Why did Rabbi Huda Rabbi lie? He only washed his face. Mm-hmm. His hands and his legs. If you're going to tell me that the best thing is to wash your entire body, why would Gemara says Rabbi Huda Rabbi Lai, they're this great student of Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Huda, by the way, in general. Rabbi Huda, right? If it's a luck, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Meir, we pass like Rabbi Huda. Right? Pass like Rabbi Huda. Why didn't he wash his whole body?
He didn't have enough hot water.
That's the minimum for the mitzvah.
He said it was so difficult to get hot water.
He puts emphasis on that.
Come on, Judge, you can do better than that. We have higher expectations than that.
He puts emphasis on that part.
He emphasized that part.
That's the Divrei
Chezkel say, Teretz. The Divrei Chezkel, he emphasized. The Gemara just showing me emphasized. So he asked this kasha. Ichlo mekayim aruhu the mitzvah kol gufo. So he says, Shuma tzasi bara avon. Right, Ra'avan was Elazar ben Nasan. He's the Benetton family. Ever heard of the clothes Benetton? The clothesline Benetton? You heard of this? Why do you know this?
Yeah, from Italy.
Italy.
They're branded from, yeah.
Some say they're from this Mishpacha.
Uh-huh.
The Benetton family. So, Ra'avan.
Very rich family.
Batas is right.
Very rich family.
I'm Benetton.
So the family, Elazar ben Nasan, who was one of the early Bali Taisus. So Shukasa, the Behud Reilai, Kishloha Marachetzmari. He didn't have a place to wash. The one I was talking about, that it says that Ravon, it's when he didn't have a bathhouse. He would at least do this. He would at least do this. He didn't have a Marachetz, and he would at least go ahead and do this. He says, V'doichok. It's not a great Teretz. So the Gemara is talking. Huh?
Agreed.
You don't like it? No. The Divrei Shmuel doesn't like it. The Ravan says it about Taisu, but you don't like it. But you want the Eli Rabbah says Dachuk. The Aruch HaShulchan, the great Rav from the Vardik. What?
This is supposed to be a
bracha on Kavod Shabbos.
If you're naked, you're gonna say.
It's first of all, it's a mitzvah derabbanan, and it's a kiyama mitzvah. It's not you're not necessarily over if you don't do it, but it's a mitzvah to do. You're a mekayim mitzvah of kavod. Good question. So the Aruch HaShulchan also asks this question. He says, why didn't Rabbi Huda Reilai wash his whole body? Why didn't he wash his whole body? So he says. And he sees, I see someone's a Tarach Baal, quotes the El Yerabah. He says, Valinir, he has a good geshmak at Teretz. I said, Tom Poshet. The Gemara says in the Darim Memtesime base, right, that Rabbi Huda was Koyev Reish. He had a bad headache. He had headaches. And the Mishi Yeshu Kar Reish, Emechot Lakas, the old bathhouses were they were like schwitzes. They used to have it under the thing. Was very hot, so it was it would have been painful for him to do it. So that would not be because it was physical ailments. That's why I didn't do it. But of course, if somebody would be, everything being equal, you should wash your whole body. That's the either way you want to say it, either it's because he couldn't do it or he didn't have a miracle to do it. But of course, the Aruch HaShulchan agrees that everything being equal, one should wash the entire body. The Gra in Reish Samech on this says it brings a different source from where do we see that we should wash our entire body. And the Gra quotes the Gemara also in Chaf Hei Beis. Because the Gemara says further in Chaf Hei Beis, which you also saw, 25b. V'tiznak v'shal nafshi, which is the two dots. V'tiznak v'shal nafshi, I got the two dots. 25b. V'tiznak. Okay. Says the Vilna Gaon, actually we saw this again by Halakha Seneiris. Right? V'tiznak v'shal nafshi, Yirmiyahu Hanecha laments that I have forgotten having peace for my soul. I've given up. Nashisi Toiva, I forgot goodness. My, so the Gemara wants to know, my Vitizak Vinashalam Nafshi. What is I give up from peace to my soul? Amar Rabbi Abahu, or Rabbi Abahu, of course, who was a student of Rabbi Yechanan, who lived 150 years after the Chorban. A little bit more than that, but 60 years, 80 years, 70 years. So the Bible says, "Ulakis nearest for Shabbos, that lighting candles for Shabbos." Nishisi toiva, I've forgotten good. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah is ubeis hamerchatz. That's a place to wash a bathhouse. And then he says, "Rabbi Yechon Amar zurechita se'adaim v'raglayim." It's What do you mean, Bechaim? You're adding the Bach?
Oh, it says here Bechaim, but never mind.
What do you say?
Mine says Bechaim. Rechit says Yadayim Raglayim Bechaim, but maybe
yours. Oh, no, afterwards. It's the next word. I'm Rabbi Yechon, Zurchit Yadayim Raglayim Bechaim. Rabbi Yechon says to wash your hands and feet with Bechaim. But says the Vilna Gaon, what does Rabbi Yirmiyah say? What are we missing? A Beis HaMerchatz. What do you do in a Beis HaMerchatz? You wash your whole body. So he says that the guy, if you want to see the raya that you should wash your whole body for on Erev Shabbos, you should take either a complete shower or go into a bath. I don't know when the last time I took a bath is, but you know, is a base of merchatz. The Gemara says clearly that they missed that base of merchatz. You see from there that it's that there's an in. Actually, if you look at Reish Samech.
The Gro brings this source.
The Gro brings this in the Gemara. And if you look at Reish Samech, who has anyone mentioned the Reish Samech? Okay, Shabbos. Show me more Gimels. Chelek Gimel. Gonna need it. Chelek Gimel. There's no Gimels. No, right there's a Gimel. Come on, turn around. Right behind you. Hey, stand up. Yeah. Gimel. I see it from far. There you go. That's a gimel. There must be a gimel up there also. The top there. Top left. Okay. Share the wealth.
Which side?
Well, we're going to go for part after. So if you look at Shar HaTzion, Dalid, on the bottom. Shar HaTzion, Dalid. You know where the Shar HaTzion is? He quotes the sources on the bottom. So look at Shar HaTzion, Dalid. He says that the Raya Sator, you see that? That the Raya of the Tor, Shar HaTzion, Dalid on the bottom, and Reish Samech, says that the Raya of the Tor is Gemara Nashisi Torah Nashisi Tova to Ber Samerchatz. The Sabar of the Shabbos Kai, the Torah understands it's Shabbos. That's how the Marshal learns, and the Ber Hagra. And by the way, Stam Merchatz is hot. So you see, if that's the short student says that that's the proof that one should take a hot shower or a hot bath before Shabbos. Look at what the Shulchan Aruch says, actually, in this Siman, Reish Samech. Let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. Reish Samach. Mitzvah. Lirchitz is a mitzvah to wash. Kol gufo, your entire body. If you can't wash your entire body, lirchitz, at least wash part of your face, yad v'raglav. Bechamin, with heisavaser, with hot water, be'erev Shabbos. Okay? Be'erev Shabbos. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph. We got it? Why is there a mitzvah? We may cover the Shabbos. Because of the cover Shabbos. To honor the Shabbos. We may call Malkom. This actually will answer Baruch's question. Ain't that Mekhoiva Gemurah. You're not obligated. It means if you do it, you get cover Shabbos. Cover Shabbos. But if you're not, you're not obligated. If you don't do it, you're not over an Aveira. Because if you don't take a hot shower on Erev Shabbos, you're not over Nevera. It's a mitzvah, but not a chiyuv. It's a kima mitzvah. Like you're wearing tzitzis. Anyone wearing tzitzis in the room here right now? Anyone wearing tzitzis? If you don't wear tzitzis, are you over Nevera?
No.
You miss it. You lack shmira, lack protection. You're not over Nevera. But if you wear tzitzis, you get a mitzvah? Absolutely. Absolutely. Every second you get a mitzvah. V'she'en makaimo, en anashal aleha. And if you don't, if you don't do it, you're not punished for it. Ume'oid yesh lezayir, you should be very careful, shlo yava al yedei mitzvah sarachitza, that therefore, since it's not a mitzvah, l'chashash chilul Shabbos, you shouldn't come to any chilul Shabbos. Right? Uvenaseinu harabim, some people cannot imagine, I'm like this, by the way, I don't remember forever, many years, didn't take a shower before Shabbos. I can't imagine going into Shabbos without showering. I can't imagine. I would feel gross. There's days I don't shower, but if I went into Shabbos, I'd shower, I probably would feel like, I can't imagine such a thing. I can't imagine. Like, not, right? But let's say it would be close, you know. I'm trying to think, my daughter was born, Sima. Sima is now turning 12, so this is 12 years ago. She was born Friday afternoon. Could be that Friday in the shower. I'm trying to remember that Friday. I highly doubt I did. She went to the hospital early. Maybe I showered Thursday night. I don't remember. It was 12 years ago. But I tell my wife, you know, she was an hour before Shabbos. I'll be back soon. I got to take a shower. I don't think she would have went for that. But let's say I was in a rush because something. So a person could be in a rush. We're going to say no harabim. Harabim nech shalom bazabim eachorif. Kishayam Kisarim, it's short days in the winter. Shiyoishum Kamal al Khashis, they sit in the hot showers until it gets close to dark. They can't imagine not showering. Vafim Gamar is etzamachitza veheter, even if they finish a shower early enough. But because of this, they end up combing their hair or driving to shul. I mean, it delays them, completely. Vishmalaka de Raisa. Gamatsu Shaka Gamar called Pu'ulas Soichat Alonta. Some people actually would squeeze out the towel. Which is considered washing. V'roi l'komi shenog yiras Hashem alibo. Person that anyone's yiras Shemayim limnoya esa'am miza, to prevent people from doing this, was chos harab in the atalabo. You should pretend, because in the old days they had bathhouses, right? Or people went to mikvahs, right? V'gam kedei shlo yitavetz chas shalom ba'avon shouldn't get. And not the Greenblatt who did a lot. That was the biggest balgeth. You say he once said. All the Yerushalmis go to the mikvah on Friday. He grew up in Yerushalayim. He's about 91. So he said, why they all went to the mikvah on Friday? The only place he had hot water was in the mikvah. If you were living in Yerushalayim 70 years ago, 80 years ago, you didn't have hot water in your house. You went to the mikvah. You got a good shower. you had a hot bath. By the way, if you went to the mikvah, a hot mikvah, you're yotzei, by the way. Right, it's your market's yada panav raglav, your whole body called gufo. You forget the mile of the mikvah, which is a different discussion. There's a mile to go to the mikvah. The Zohar talks about a special thing about going to the mikvah in a shami yisera for sure. It's a gavaldik azach to the mikvah on Friday. Beautiful thing. We're not talking about that right now. Right? It's a great thing to go to the mikvah on Friday. Highly recommend it. But you know what? Even without the mikvah, if you go to the mikvah, if you didn't shower, you also your yaitzir chitza. Yaitzer chitza bechamen be'erev Shabbos. To be right.
But it's not getting clean. Putting the You're not supposed to get clean. That's the whole point of a chitza.
You for sure get clean. If you're sweaty, you go into mikvah.
Yeah, but it's not clean. You have to take a shower after.
Why? Which one? You may have to, actually depends on which mikvah you go to. It depends which mikvah you go to. But no, in theory, you wash your body. Just do so. Lirchitz base. The gam anashim, women also are obligated. It's not just by men. Women also are shayach mitzvah chitza. V'me'achoyef. Again, in the winter, she'avim kitzar, when the day is short, v'inlam p'nai, at least they should wash their face and their hands. Right? V'af l'anashim da'i l'zeh. Right? And he says, see the El Yoraba. Right? And even for men, it's enough to do this. Right? Kol gufo, you should do your whole body. Hayinu b'chamin. Now, interestingly, he says, and sifkatin hey, you see hey? Be'erev Shabbos, it's not only should you wash, take a hot shower or a hot bath before Shabbos. Hu adin b'kol erev yom tov. On every erev yom tov, so before every all chagim also, you should make sure to do it. What's the next six words? Aval. Yom Chamishi lohavi akari the Shabbos. On Yom Chamishi, it's not considered Kavod Shabbos. You take a shower Thursday for Shabbos. It's not Yikara the Shabbos. It's not Yikara the Shabbos. That's not considered Kavod Shabbos anymore. Showering on Thursday is not Yikara Shabbos. On the notes in the deer shoe.
What is your case that you don't, you know, like let's say your case that you know you need to go to the hospital the next day?
Okay. So you tell your wife, you have to leave her there for a little bit. I'm not sure. Now, so the deer shoe says like this. Says the deer shoe, quotes from Nissim Kraut. Nissim Kraut is from the elder Paiskim in, he's the Chazanish's nephew. He actually has the best Beis Din for Geris, for conversion in Israel. He also has the best Geris. For Mominus, Choshe Mishpat, in Bnei Brak, it's one of the elder Paiskim. He's a favorite called Chut Hashani. So in there he says, she ain't let's rach, well, she shouldn't take a shower Thursday night, even Thursday night. She ain't says Savach Shabbos. But he says, already a Shabbos, Yom Shishi Baboker, Friday, early morning Friday, right? Since it's already Erev Shabbos, it's already covered Shabbos. So if you, it's
Erev Shabbos. Even though you're going to be going to work after that, you take a shower Friday morning, which is
right, Erev Shabbos, right,
and you spend the whole day at work.
Right,
it still counts.
Right, it's still considered Kavod Shabbos.
Also, the Mishnah Berurah continues there, right, and says as long as you can keep it closed, the Shabbos. If you cannot wash, you cannot go to bath right before Shabbos.
One second.
Or on Friday, just continue Mishnah Berurah. It says that
it's better to do it just before.
Oh, yeah. So basically, it's just like an end of.
If you can't make it on Friday,
can make a shower.
Then go Thursday if you can't make it.
Like in the cabana.
I say for hiring one second. It's Shabbos. Shabbos is under here. Okay. So if actually the Nishma Shabbos, who's of Harpinus, who's a Samar Dayan, so he actually asked the following question. He says, Zman Rechitz Naguf L'Kavod Shabbos. He says, Zman Haruah, what's the best time to shower for Shabbos? He says, Iker Zman Rechitz B'Tikun Haguf is Kula Yoyma, it's the whole day of Erev Shabbos, Afil Avoker, Avalo B'Yom Hei, not on on Thursday, Afil of Erev Shabbos, Afil of Erev Shabbos, Aval Minaroi, he says it's Minaroi, Lismach to become very close to Shabbos, to do it as close as possible to Shabbos. He actually quotes the Aruch HaShulchan. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, who says that there's a mile of Achar Chatzos, and he says he doesn't know where the Aruch HaShulchan. Lo yidat the Anamatz Zos that you should do it. It's better to do it after Chatzos.
Chatzos Hayom.
Chatzos Hayom, right? He says you see in other sources it's better to do it a little bit earlier, a little bit late. We'll see afterwards that some say why you would do it later in the day. But the point is doing it on Thursday nights, L'chaira is nothing. Now, obviously, if you shower on Thursday night, you may not get a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, but if you're more comfortable on Shabbos, it's still a maila, right? But a person doesn't get a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos if you do it Thursday night. So everything being equal, if you should wake up, let's say you have a full day Friday, and you know you're not going to be able to shower on Friday afternoon, so you have to get up at 6:30 Shacharis. So instead of waking up 5:45, you wake up 5:35, and you take a shower for 10 minutes, and you hop your shower in the morning, you get a mitzvah of Kavod Shabbos, as if you do it Friday morning, as opposed to doing it Thursday night, before you go to sleep or whatever, you won't get that mitzvah. So Kedai, you wake up a little bit early Friday morning, get the mitzvah. Now, I wanted just to touch.
So if you're doing it Thursday night, but after
Chatzot. After Chatzot, Thursday night. I'm sure.
It still like depends.
Yeah, so they bring it's Amr Shachar. It's Amr Shachar. It's still they should. It's after Amr Shachar. That's what you should do it. I mean, you don't see anywhere the Chatzos any after Chatzos any better. On the contrary, if you stay up that late, you miss Minyan. You know. You don't see that. But after Amr Shachar, when they discuss it, that's Kavod Shabbos already. If you look at the Be'er Halacha, the Be'er Halacha says Kol Gufo. Your entire body. Everyone got that? Be'er Halacha. Says the Be'er Halacha, Kol Gufo, you should wash your entire body. I am the El Yeraba. See the El Yeraba. She mefakmer with the Torah. V'ni lira, dim lo hisek beis hamerich, that's ma'am chamen, rak mu'atin. So let's say you only have a little bit of water. You got this? You only have a little bit of hot water. What should you do? You can go ahead and dilute a little bit of hot water and put into cold water, and have no hot water, have like poshrin, which is lukewarm water, or you can wash your hands and feet and legs with hot water, and the rest of your body with cold water. What should you do?
Second one.
Says the Chafetz Chaim, you should wash your hands and feet and face with hot water, because that the Gemara says explicitly. So better to wash the rest of your body with cold water, and that your hands and feet and face should be with hot water. Let's say you don't have hot water. This is your question, the meaning of Baruch. It says the next Be'er Halacha, Bechamin uveposhrin. There's enough judge, no cold showers for you. If it's lukewarm, yesh l'ayin. Maybe yes, maybe no. Kevin the Gemara explicitly says, Chamin, hot water. Uposhrim ein bechaza, right? Lukewarm water is not considered it. Kamosha have the shari tshuva later on. Aval betsayinen, cold water, for sure, you're not, but cold water, you're for sure not yotze the mitzvah. You're for sure not yotze the mitzvah. Okay? The Mechaber said to wash.
So it's not nothing necessary to do it. Then. I mean, if you have enough hot water, you wash your whole body. If you don't, you wash your hands, legs, and feet, and you don't have to wash the rest of it. You could wash it if you wanted to, if it will make it oneg for you, but there's no mitzvah to do it.
With cold water, you mean?
Yeah, with cold.
Yeah, we'll see in a second another thing in 1 second, which is going to connect to this. L'chayfrosh, the Mechaber also said, U'mitzvah l'chayfrosh, where do we learn that from? You should wash your hair? From Hillel.
Yeah.
Right? L'chayfrosh, the Be'er Halacha says on that, Be'bach hetik bechamin, the Brach is you should wash your head with hot water. And he says, you don't see chamin apayiskim. V'chomi d'mahani l'meicha rosh tagim, whatever you want to do, hot water or cold water. He said that the Gemara, they used to use a detergent. Now, how come that he says there's no proof? Because when the Gemara talks about Hillel, does it say hot water or cold water? No. By Hillel, just say he washes hair. By the Gemara of a mitzvah, it's chamin. And it says everybody like chamin. But the little chamin from doesn't say either way. Now, there's another mechaber. There is another mechaber. The mechaber says in Reish Samach Beis, two simanim later. Reish Samach Beis. If you look at it, the Mechaber says, Sif Gimel. You got it? Yilbash Begadim Hanayim The A, you got it?
Yeah.
So, in the Chavis Yilvash, we're going to not even yourself when we get to Shabbos. Wear nice clothes and be happy when Shabbos comes in. Kiyot to Likras Melech, when the kings come out. Kiyot to Likras Chatzim Kala, Kiyot to Chatzim Kala. You shouldn't. I am totally annoyed by Israelis who have the chutzpah, to wear white shirts or blue shirts. And the same guys, when you see them and they go meet a dignitary, they tell me, in Israel, this is what you do. I'm not totally annoyed. I'm just holding them to their own account. If they're going to meet with Mr. Clinton or Mr. Ford, you know, Mr. Gates, they put on a suit. Used to be in Israelis. You should see a picture of, like, the 1960s. Like, you see, like, Yitzhak Rabin, they don't know these stuff, the style. They didn't have to wear shirts, you know, they were so, like, you know, they would wear sandals, like kibbutznikim. But today, so, it could have been, in Israeli in the 1950s and 60s, they only dressed casual. You know, Israelis used to be only dressed casual. So, they, you know, then you can say, okay, they wear white shirts and pants. But you see an Israeli go to a business meeting today, They're post Menachem Begin. The socialist dream is over there. Bernie Sanders lost, right? You know, Bernie Ben Gurion is gone. Now they're in the world of Begin and Netanyahu. They're capitalists. They go there to meetings today. They're wearing suits. How in the world by Shabbos aren't you wearing a suit? Don't tell me you 65 years ago. Okay. Now,
I know an Israeli who wears a suit on Shabbos.
I'm not talking about all Israelis.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying when you tell me that's what you do. You know, but you should write, you've seen such things. They come in there.
Most of the secular Jews are like this.
I even hear from people.
Most of the secular,
yeah,
because so they think this is the nicest, this is like the nicest.
But when they go to a meeting, they wear a suit. Today they wear a suit. So it used to be, many years ago, the Israelis had no idea of being, you know, they were a poor country, a bunch of kibbutznikim. Mm. Reb Emes. You'd see pictures of, like, Lyndon Johnson and Levi Eshkol. Like, Levi Eshkol looks like he's coming from, like, Banana Republic. You know, and Lyndon Johnson's wearing a big boy with a suit. You know, JFK and Ben-Gurion. Ben-Gurion's, like, wearing, again, his collar, like, I don't know what he's looking like. You know, like this. Like, you know, and you know, his hair frizzed out. Okay, so these days, that's how they work. But you know what? Israelis today, when they go to meetings, it's a subjective. It's whatever you go to. The Mechaber says, you greet a king, you go to a chassid of a kala, how you go to fancy events. That's the litmus test of what you should wear on Shabbos. Nothing less. Shabbos is likras melech, right? So, like, the Mechaber and Atif, the Kaab and Pani, the Mali Shabbos, he would wear this. This is, okay, this is, we could go to the Ramah. The Yilvash Atzav Begdei Shabbos, you wear Shabbos, here we go, Miyad, when do you wear your Shabbos clothes? When do you put on your fancy clothes for Shabbos? Says the Ramah! Miyad, Achar Shirachetz Atzmo. Right? You should get, you take a shower, here's the sequence of events, says the Ramah, shower, Shabbos clothes. That's the ideal. Now, we said if you're stuck, if you have to go to Google, you can't get a time, you're going to the courthouse. Okay, for the morning. But what you know what the ideal is? Shower, Shabbos clothes. I used to do the mikvah in Yerushalayim. People would bring their Shabbos clothes to the mikvah. They would go to the mikvah, shower, put the Shabbos clothes on.
Right? In the afternoon.
Vizel covered Shabbos. That's covered Shabbos. Okay, and therefore it says the Ramah. Lo yirchas of Shabbos. You shouldn't shower for Shabbos, ideally, if you have the opportunity. Ella samuch le'erev. So now it's not just taking a shower at 3 o'clock, which is clearly minkar, it's for Shabbos. But if you want to know the right way to do it, you shouldn't shower, put your weekday clothes back on. Right? You shower when you put your shop before your Shabbos clothes on. It should be samuch le'erev, sheyovas atzmiyah, you should put your clothes on right away. Right? And then he brings down the Mishnah, it says it's only if you're showering at home, which is what we do today. But if there's any question of Chil Shabbos, of course, do shower earlier, right? But today, really a sequence of events should be shower. Point of course, this is very important. The El Yerabah on this Mechaber brings the second point. Who's El Yerabah again? Judge.
As the
tour. El Yerabah!
Prague.
What was his name? Rabbi Eliyahu Shapiro. No, yeah. Don't forget that next time. So he says, Samuch le'erev. Says the Rabbi Eliyahu Shapiro. The El Yerabah. You know, isn't the half of it? He says, another reason why you should do it close to Shabbos. Kadesha Tava Hana B'Shabbos Atzmo. You know what happens? You feel good after you showered. Not only is it covered, you know, you go to a chasher, meaning you shower, you want to present yourself as good. but also you feel good. So if you do it close to Shabbos, you don't have like, you know, even if you don't use Irish Spring, you know, if you use Irish Spring, you're still like that like sizzling feeling, like, you know, 25 minutes. And you know, I don't buy it, but sometimes I've been places they have this stuff. Like you feel the soap like for a little while after, right? But you feel clean. You know that clean feeling, a nice schmack, a hot shower. You feel good. So if you do it close to Shabbos, you have that good feeling coming in. By the way, that would mean even as a smach, let's say you don't have hot water. If you take at least a cold shower, you'll feel better going into Shabbos than nothing. So you may not get a mix of covered Shabbos, but you'll have a mila of feeling better going into Shabbos. Have an einik Shabbos. It's good.
So why is it? Why is it? I mean, isn't the point to feel clean and to feel good? So why does it have to be hot? And you get the mitzvah it's hot, but you don't get the mitzvah if it's cold. But you're feeling good because you've cleaned yourself.
The Gemara teaches etiquette to teach you how to take a shower. A hot shower cleans your body. That's a job.
You're better, but you're still cleaning yourself. But
it's considered something when you want to. You take a hot shower. It actually, your hair frizzes less, right? It's all these things, right? It's a serious thing. So, but the ma'isa, you see with the Rabbah, that there's still a mila of doing. Now, just one practical halacha, which comes out of all this which we learned, is on Shabbos Chazon. Of course, Shabbos Chazon is a Shabbos before Tisha B'Av. So the Ramah says on that, of course, this will never happen for Sephardim. It always happened for Sephardim. Sephardim don't have 9 days. They don't have 9 days. Sephardim have Shuvah Shechabo. So you never have, you know, the severity of going into Shabbos. Ashkenazim certainly do. And on Shabbos Chazayin, the Ramah says in Simon Tov Kof Nun Aleph, says the Ramah, V'filu Erev Shabbos Chazayin, the Ramah says you can't shower for 9 days, everything being equal. No showering. For the 9 days. No, okay, Americans were more lenient, you know, you can't sleep at night, whatever it may be, your wife can kick you out of the house, right, she's not used to it.
You don't want this guy sitting next to you in shul, either.
Yeah, you don't want to say, yeah, there's a story there of Scheinberg, who was one of the big, great American paiskim, moved to Israel. So in Israel, they're very machmer. Not that, today in Israel, they're starting to become more, you know, more lenient. So a guy called Sharma and said, Rabbi, I can't sleep in that guy's shower in the 9 days. Sharma says, no, you take a sleeping pill. Take a sleeping pill. Says, Rabbi, he's talking to him in Yiddish. He says, Rabbi, I can't take it anymore. He says, you're an American. Of course you can shower. You're a funic. American shower every day. This is the 1980s or 70s. American shower every day. Israeli shower every 2 or 3 days. Today, Israeli shower every day. It also be bothered by it.
And people testify in my court that when they're depressed, they don't shower. I shower once a week. I'm so depressed. I can't get myself to do that. I'm just dopey all the time.
You must take some spray with you over there. It's probably, but so the Ramah says you can't shower for the 9 days. So what about Shabbos Chazon? So in the 9 days, you're going to have Erev Shabbos. Right? What about Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Chazon? Says the Ramon, V'afilu be'Erev Shabbos Shal Chazon, even it's Friday, Aser l'rchot z'kim reisho upanav v'ragav, kwasher, face, legs, and hands, b'tzoinen, cold water. Then he brings down, V'yesh makilim, they're those who are lenient, b'chafifas arosh with their head, b'chamin, to wash with hot water. Let me show you how to call shots. If you're careful, every Shabbos, to wash your head with hot water, you can do it on Erev Shabbos Chatzayin. He brings down on that you can't wash with soap. Your head, you can't use shampoo. Mm-hmm. It says, I in the Chai Adam, do what then? If you wash every Erev Shabbos with hot water, you can wash your hands, feet, and legs if you do that every Shabbos as well. So says the Chai Adam, the great Dayan from Vilna, Mechotin the Vilna Gain, that if you're careful every Erev Shabbos, you can also wash with, even with hot water, your hands, your legs, your hands, feet, and face. The Aruch HaShulchan of Rechim Echol Epstein, the Rav Nevardik, writing about 130 years ago, says this over. You can't wash your whole face. Talks about going to the mikvah. He says, "V'dal shebedoreinu, no, in our generations, Hischila lezalzel brachitza bechamin berav Shabbos. Chazon. The people go ahead and take showers, hot showers, on erev Shabbos chazoyin. Umargul b'pumai. What do they say? Says the Aruch HaShulchan. Shemi shereichas kol erev Shabbos. If you do this every Friday, mitzvah. Actually, it's a mitzvah also erev Shabbos chazoyin. The Gemara says a mitzvah. It doesn't say mechaber says a mitzvah. So what do they say? That if you do it every erev Shabbos, gam b'Shabbos zu ve'eino ken. That's not so. The Ramad says lo hitu rak chafifas harayish. You can only wash your head. And we always would seal the bathhouses erev Shabbos chazon. Not long ago they started to people to lazalzel vasid and litinus adin. The future these people taking showers, hot showers erev Shabbos chazon, gonna pay punishment. Well, pashit if it's for refuah you need it for health reasons, you can go ahead and do it. Lamaisa Rabbi Feinstein and Rabbi Henkin are mekel. They say today when people would, you know, for covered Shabbos, and people shower every day. It used to be if you're a tzaddik, you'd shower erev Shabbos. Yeah, we went once a week was already, you know, and they did it for covered Shabbos. Today we shower every day. So if you won't, so first of all, it's covered Shabbos. It's not like we would be oinig. You would be uncomfortable in Shabbos. You'd be in Shabbos itchy, smelly, right? There's still mitzvah to be intimate with your wife on Shabbos. She would look at you, right? So says Rabbi Feinstein, says Rabbi Henkin, and that's the minute of Rabbi on erev Shabbos chazon. You can go ahead and shower, however. But what do you see from here? See, first of all, it's a mitzvah to shower erev Shabbos. The mitzvah is not Thursday night. Mitzvah Shabbos gufo, and the mitzvah really is to use hot water your entire body, including your head. And if and not cold water, you're not yet to cold water with the mitzvah. And if you can't do the whole hot water your whole body, at least your face. Let's say you're in a jam, you're running late. Wash your face, your legs, your hands. Therefore, you say Makima mitzvah, what the Gemara calls. What the Gemara calls is, and we also see that really ideally it should be later in the day. Be later in the day, close to Shabbos. And ideally, you should go ahead and come from the shower to dress and close to Shabbos and go into Shabbos. Okay, we'll hold here 2 weeks before we're going to pick up a sugya, some lumdish sugyas in Purim. Okay? Sure.